Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Let's see if we can get the mic on here. Thank you, man. The golden voice, Ted Williams. Here we are on Friday, October the 30th. You know, I just wish people would not play with the microphones when I'm not here. If we could just get that done, I would feel so much better about things. But here we are on the air, Getaway Friday, Friday, October 30th, 2020. And we're getting on the air here this morning a little late today because there is so much news. As I said the last few days, we have got Halloween tomorrow, and this is a very unique Halloween because it is on a Saturday, because it will be the first full moon since 1944. It is the first Halloween, well, in a long time during a pandemic, 102 years. So we've got all that going on. We've got a presidential election and local elections happening in just about, oh man, under 5 days now. Can you imagine that? And we have got announcements out the yin-yang here. So we're going to go through all the announcements here at the top of the program, just so you know what's going on, and then we will double back to the phone lines, because there's some things to talk about here this morning that I think need to be talked about after yesterday. Here we go. The Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road here in Marion, will be having their food bank and clothing giveaway this Saturday, October 31st at 9 a.m. They have lots of turkey breasts to give away. That's the Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road here in Marion, food bank and clothing giveaway, October 31st at 9 a.m., and they have lots of turkey breast to give away. This is a new announcement we have this morning. Let's see here. Clarendon United Methodist Church, the Clarendon United Methodist Church, State Route 95 in Clarendon, is holding its 43rd Holiday Bazaar on Saturday, November the 14th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. There will be all kinds of homemade gifts, baked goods, sweets, homemade noodles, crafts, and much more. All current COVID recommendations will be followed, but there will be the Holiday Bazaar, 43rd Holiday Bazaar, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., November the 14th. Can you believe that's just about 2 weeks away? At the Clarendon United Methodist Church. So don't miss that. We also have, well, of course, we have Halloween coming up tomorrow. The times here in Marion will be 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Halloween tomorrow, Saturday, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Also, Sunday night, don't forget to fall back an hour at 2 a.m. Sunday morning as daylight savings time ends. Fall back 1 hour Sunday morning at 2 a.m. Don't forget to do that, or you'll show up an hour early everywhere. The Deadwoods going on over in Caledonia, 3550 Lions Road in Caledonia, October 30th and 31st. That'd be today and tomorrow. Admission is $12. The Deadwoods, 3550 Lions Road in Caledonia. And you can get more information on that on Facebook. Now, two new announcements today, this morning. WWGH Radio Tuesday will be having our live local and national election coverage starting at 7:15 p.m. and going till all the votes are counted. Terry Tackett will be stationed at Republican headquarters. Linda Sims will be at Democratic headquarters. And Mike Wilson will be at the Board of Elections. I will be in the studio here with Sean Kraft, Mary Ellen Withrow, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. You can listen to this online at WWGH1071.com or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. But Tuesday night, we will be on live election coverage starting at 7:15 p.m. It'll be the seventh year we've done that. And we will not break away until all the votes are counted that night. So there you go. Terry Tackett at the Republican headquarters, Linda Sims, Democratic headquarters, Mike Wilson, Board of Elections, and I'll be in the studio here with Sean Kraft, Mary Ellen Withrow, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. So don't miss that. Then, Monday, a big day for us here in Marion, we're going to celebrate the 100th anniversary of President Warren G. Harding being elected President of the United States. Coverage will start out Monday morning, 8:10 to 10 a.m. on this show. Our guest Monday morning will be Scott Rankin, the foremost Warren G. Harding impersonator in Ohio, and Jim Blessing, the grandson of President Warren G. Harding. So catch that Monday morning, 8:10 to 10 a.m. Monday night, there will be a special here on this station, 7:10 to 9 p.m. It will be a Warren G. Harding special. What else? I'll be on that special. And we will play an interview that I conducted last weekend with Craig Shermer, who is the foremost Florence Harding impersonator in the United States. Now, you've got to hear this to believe it, because Craig, obviously, is a man imitating Florence Harding, who is a woman. And we did the interview as if I was interviewing Florence Harding. So that will air Monday night, 7:10 until 9 p.m. And I'll also be joined that night by Sean and Terry here live in the studio. And again, all that can be listened to online, WWGH1071.com, or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. So those big events going on next week. And is that it? Did we get all our announcements in? I believe we did. So there you go. Those are our announcements as this morning goes on. That'll be what's going on this weekend and next week. So much stuff going on, and we will update you on all that stuff again as the morning progresses here on WWGH Radio. 29 minutes past the hour. Now, here's the thing. Let's just start right off the bat here with some things that have been going on here in Ohio. We had a big conversation here on this station on, I guess it was Wednesday now. Glenn Coble and I had a big conversation about mask wearing in Ohio and who does it help? What does it help? Does it help me not give the virus to somebody? Does it protect me from the virus? People are confused. Let me tell you, they're just flat out confused about this whole mask thing. Now, I think the medical officials have recommended that you wear a mask, so you should probably do that because that's what they've said. But it's still my understanding, all the sites I've went to, all the places I've looked, it still says that if you wear a mask, that it doesn't necessarily protect you from the illness. That if somebody else is not wearing it, that you can still get the virus. But if you have the virus, it's harder for you to transmit it. So here's what I think has happened. Because the whole conversation that day was about overreaction and underreaction to this virus. And I'm moving towards something that happened here yesterday in Ohio. The overreaction is that, right there. The conversation we were having on Tuesday. That mask is going to save you no matter what you do. Well, if you can get everybody to wear them, it probably would. But everybody's not going to wear them. It's not a law. And that's just the way it goes, unfortunately. So we've got to know the facts about the masks. We can't just say if everybody wore them, everything would be fine, because that's not reality. That's not what's going on right now. Now, if there is a law passed where we all have to wear them, well, that would be a different story. But that's not where we are. So we've got to be honest with the facts. And I think that's the overreaction. The underreaction is I'm just not wearing a mask at all because that's infringing on my rights, and this is all a hoax, which we have heard for months now, and it will be over when the election's over. Well, don't count on that because the election's only 5 days away. That's the underreaction. I think the proper place to be in this, as I said the other day, and again, this is just my opinion, the proper place to be is you can't tell people what to do. Much like any other situation in life, and I'm not talking as a politician or a medical person, I'm just talking as me. If I go out in society and somebody doesn't have a mask on and nobody's making them put a mask on, I can't make them do that. That's not my job. So going crazy on them and saying awful things to them and getting in a fight in a public place doesn't do anything. I don't know if it just doesn't. You're not going to make them put it on. So you're just causing a scene, and it's not going to change what's going on. And why you want to stand that close to them if they don't have a mask on and have an argument where droplets of things are flying out of your mouth is beyond me. If I was really, 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 really worried, if I had a mask on and I saw somebody coming at me who didn't, I would just move. To me, that would be the same thing to do. And if there is a store or a restaurant who isn't enforcing this law, you know what? I just wouldn't go there. That's the choice we all make. It's much like for the people who aren't wearing a mask. If they go into a store and that store says, get out because you don't have a mask on, well, if you don't like that, don't go to that store. If the restaurants do the same, don't go to that restaurant. We all are making choices here in life. We have never been through a pandemic in our lifetimes. So we've got to be sensible about this thing and stop arguing with each other. The arguments aren't going to do anything. I guarantee you will not change anybody. It's like arguing about politics or religion. You're not going to change anybody's mind. So it's pointless. Really what that is just your anger coming out. It's your anger that they don't have a mask on, and or conversely, that you do have a mask on, depending on which side of this you fall on. That's what's going on. And the only silver lining in this whole thing is that it is a viral illness. We've known that since the beginning. And if you stay away from people, you won't catch it. If you stay away from people, if you don't come in contact with somebody who's got it, there's no way you can get it. So that's the safety in this. So there are people who are doing that. People in nursing homes, certainly. A lot of people in retirement homes, certainly. This is going to be a take your chances type of thing. Do I want anybody to die? Of course not. Do I think too many people have died? Of course. But the fights that we're starting to get in here, and I'm seeing them more and more often, the fights aren't going to do anything. They're not going to do anything. It's like fighting about the weather. You're not going to change anybody's mind. So I implore you, if somebody comes up close, if you see them coming and they don't have a mask on, just move. Get out of that area. Stay 6 feet away from them. That's it. And if somebody's not wearing a mask and you don't want to be around somebody who's wearing a mask, stay 6 feet away from them. Go in the opposite direction. The fighting's got to stop. That's what the other day what I was trying to say about overreaction and underreaction when it comes to this pandemic. And that's that. Now, clearly the governor yesterday, if you heard the press conference, I don't know. I don't think he did it purposely, but I think he confused a lot of people. At least that's what I saw yesterday in all the writings and all the newspapers and all the television coverages of the governor's press conference. He used the word in his press conference that the pandemic is raging here in Ohio, and that we broke a new record yesterday, I believe it was. What was it, over 3,000 new cases or something like that. I don't have the article up in front of me. I should have done that. But it's, I believe it's 3,000 new cases, and it was a record. Here it is. COVID as daily cases surpassed 3,000 for the first time. 3,000 new cases of COVID in Ohio for the first time since the beginning of the pandemic. Okay, so That's what the governor yesterday was referring to as raging. This is raging. Now, in his press conference, he put no new restrictions in place. He said, I don't want to do this. I don't want to put restrictions in place. And we probably will not hear from him again until Sunday, or Tuesday, excuse me, if we do on Election Day. I don't know if we'll hear from him on Election Day or not. But he said he's leaving it up to the counties and the cities to handle this. Now, somebody asked a question last night in the media, which I thought was a good question. Who's supposed to take care of this? Because when we had the mayor on Tuesday, I basically asked him that question. Can local government put laws in place locally? And he said, with his discussions with the law director, that they can't. So I'm not sure, when the governor says let the counties handle it, I'm not sure what he's talking about. And he did say if things don't start to get better, that he's going to have to close things again. He doesn't want to do that, but he's going to have to do it if things don't start to turn around. Here's the problem, which I'm sure he knows, and I'm sure we all know. Here's what's going to go on this weekend. And I'm not saying this is what's causing the problem, but here's what's going to go on until we see him again on Tuesday. There are going to be high school football games tonight. I believe this is the final week for the playoffs. There are going to be high school football games tonight. Okay? There's one. Tomorrow's Halloween. And we have said it's okay to have Halloween. We're going to have it here in Marion. That's number two. And there will be parties tomorrow night, by the way. No doubt in my mind. On Tuesday, we're going to vote. And you're allowed to do this in person. And by the way, high school football will play on Saturday. So, you know, to sit there and I don't want to say pretend, that's the wrong word, but to sit there and say you don't know why this is happening, we don't have any restrictions anymore. A matter of fact, we've lifted restrictions on things that we thought were completely out of the realm. You know, football. Matter of fact, it was voted on at one point that we weren't going to have this. Having Halloween, having voting. Remember, back in the primary, we didn't do this. And that was a big deal. So, this is the problem. And also, the governor said something to me which was completely puzzling, which I don't understand this. He said he thought that it was the groups that were getting together informally that were causing the majority of this problem. That it was not what the bars and the restaurants and the stores, that it was people just getting together on their own, big groups, over 10. I don't know how you would know that. I really don't. And I don't want to question the governor because he's got a lot of praise for what he's done here in Ohio. And you know what? He seems to be very, very popular in certain areas. And he's got a tough job. So I don't want to question that. But I don't know where that comes from. I don't know how. Did somebody advise him on that? I don't get that one. I don't get how you would know why this is happening and that it's not happening in bars or restaurants or grocery stores, that it's happening at informal gatherings. I don't know. I don't know how you know that. And the thing of that is, I don't understand it because there is no mask law, which we have said. So you don't have to wear a mask. I mean, it's your choice. You don't have to wear a mask when you're with other people. But that's that. I don't know. So there's the information as you have it. Now, you have to have an opinion on this, because this is highly confusing, to be honest. I don't understand any. It's puzzling. What'd you make of all this? Give me a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here if you've got an opinion on any of this. I remember Tuesday when we were having the conversation about masks. I believe we had a caller who called in who said that they thought the governor was going to put restrictions in place yesterday, and he came out immediately on Wednesday and said, no, I'm not doing that. And yesterday, again, he said, I don't want to do this. He's really rallying against it because he feels that another shutdown will cause big economic problems. And it probably would. But I just don't understand this leave it up to the counties thing. Because I'm not sure what the counties can do. Now, if anybody knows, let me know. I would love to be the first to know the answer to this. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I'd love to hear from you here as we head into what's going to be a big weekend. No doubt a big weekend with Halloween and with the time change and with football and with Election Day coming up. I mean, you've got four big days that start tomorrow where a lot of stuff's going to be happening. And how this all gets sorted out, I really don't understand. But I can't imagine that these numbers are going to go down. I mean, you're having probably the biggest event with children where they come in contact with other people all year round, Halloween. And we're going through with that tomorrow. And it's going to be horrible weather, from what I understand. And then you've got voting day in a presidential year where voter turnout is huge. Now, yes, a lot of people have voted early in record numbers, but I still believe there's going to be a lot of people turn out on election day. So what's going to happen here? What's the end game? And do we have to continue to argue about these masks? Can't we, if, you know what, I wear the mask. If I go into a place that wants me to wear the mask, I wear the mask. And it doesn't bother me. And if somebody would come up to me who didn't have one on, I would just stay away from them. I mean, it's not that hard to avoid somebody in a grocery store. I avoid people in a grocery store on a normal day. It's not that hard if you're wearing a mask. So, opinions on any of this? Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. I'd love to hear what you have to say or think about this whole mess that's going on right now. And that's exactly what it is. It's a mess. Because nobody has any clue about how to quell this entire thing. Nobody has any idea how to clearly fix the problem. And I don't think telling people that it's raging and we need to do something about it, I don't know if that's going to change people. I don't know if people are going to stay in this weekend. Do you think people are going to stay in and miss Halloween and all that? I don't think they are. I think they're going to go ahead with whatever plans they had prior to the press conference yesterday. I don't think anything's going to change there. But again, if you and totally disagree with me on this, I would love to hear another point of view. I would love to hear a point of view from somebody out there listening right now. Now, and this could be whether or not you are pro-mask or anti-mask. I'm interested because to have this come up so close to an election, to have this come up so close to Halloween, to have this come up so close to things that are going on in the public eye, that's a big deal. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we can discuss this, because it certainly is worth discussing. Now, and I will say this, you know, I certainly, like anybody else, do not make all the right choices. You know, I probably will do something for Halloween. I'm not sure what yet. You know, I have this, I'm not a big sweets person, although on Halloween I might make an exception. But I have this idea right now that I am going to carve a pumpkin and take the pumpkin seeds and cook them. Because we had Heloise on, I think 2 weeks ago it was, and she gave this recipe for cooking pumpkin seeds. And you know what? In my entire life, I've never done that. So I thought, I wonder if that would be the thing to do on Halloween night, would be to cook these pumpkin seeds. Now, it's my understanding that how you cook them is you take them out of the pumpkin and you clean them off, and then you put them on a baking sheet with butter and salt, and then you put them in the oven until they start to brown. Now, is that right? Does anybody have any other ideas for pumpkin seeds? Or does anybody have any idea for Halloween dinner, candy, snack in general? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or what are you doing for Halloween this year? You know, there was all kinds of talk about the PVC pipe. There was all kinds of talk about sitting outside with gloves and a mask on. There was all kinds of talk about just leaving a bucket outside and having kids come up and putting a note on the bucket, only take one. How are people doing it this year? You know, don't make any homemade stuff. It all has to be prepackaged. I don't know. How are people doing Halloween this year? I haven't really given it a whole lot of thought, to be honest. But would love to know how you're doing Halloween this year. Give me a buzz here at the studio. We're open live here right now. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and we can discuss this. And I believe it really is a conversation worth having at this particular point. So I really would love to hear from you out there because it's almost like we're reverting back to where we were in the beginning of this pandemic nearly 8 months ago now. And that has not happened since this whole thing got underway. We have not been in that kind of a circumstance. So do you think it's eventually going to lead to everything being shut down? Do you foresee that? Do you think that the counties can get it under control? Who, in your opinion, in these counties would be handling this, trying to get it under control? And can you make laws? I don't know if you can or not. You know, I've been told that probably you can't. It's uncharted territory, and that's a big problem in this whole thing. And you know, I don't know how much notice that the local governments got on this press conference yesterday, but I would have hoped that from Columbus there would have been some direction maybe given on how to handle this. I don't know if there was, though, or not. I really don't know. It's all very strange. You know, Halloween, I have to tell you, Halloween was never one of my favorite holidays or events. I guess it's really not a holiday. I mean, I like the idea of the pumpkins and the decorations and all that sort of thing. But I was never somebody who liked to dress up. You know, I did it when I was a kid, but it was never something I really wanted to do. It was never something I really enjoyed dressing up. I know a lot of people do, but it wasn't anything in general that I really enjoyed to a high standard, I guess. A lot of people like it. A lot of people love to dress up, and a lot of people will dress up this weekend. Now, do you have a Halloween memory when you were a kid that sticks out in your mind? Maybe a costume you wore, or a particular Halloween night where something happened that maybe was expected or unexpected. Does anybody have any Halloween memories out there? give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any Halloween memories? I think everybody's asleep this morning. You know, and I'll tell you something else right now that I think is going on. I think people are really, with all this stuff coming up, I think people are really overwhelmed. I think there's a great group population that is completely overwhelmed today. I think that schools are trying to figure out what to do. That was another part of the governor's press conference yesterday, that schools need to make their best decisions on what they should do. I think that's tough, and I'm sure there are a lot of meetings being held in regard to that right now. I think that local governments are having those conversations right now. I think there's just a lot going on. So it's just one of those very, very, very strange times. But we'll come through it, much like we came and have come through everything else in life. I think, you know, human beings are very... Human beings are very adaptive to what's going on, and I think we'll adapt. I'm just tired of seeing people fight over masks. That's my main thing. I just feel that the best way to handle that is to walk away if somebody's coming at you. If you have a mask on and you don't like that somebody else doesn't, just walk away, because I don't think that the argument that's going to happen is going to change anybody's mind. A matter of fact, all the arguments that I have seen between people who are having these arguments, nobody ever puts on a mask. It's not like the people who aren't wearing them all of a sudden go into their pocket and put on a mask and everything's hunky-dory. That's not what happens. Usually it just leaves with the two people being angry at each other. So I don't know. I don't know if it's really worth telling anybody. I think they know when they walk into the public places that there are signs on the door and that they should have them on. You'd have to be living under a rock not to know that there is a mask mandate in place. So if you don't wear it, you're clearly not wearing it because you don't want to. And I know that seems trite to the people who are wearing the masks, but I don't think their mind's going to be changed. I think we're almost 8 months into this, and I don't think you can change people's minds. It just is one of those things. For whatever reason, people are a little, what would you say? People are a little argumentative. People are a little headstrong, as they would say. It's interesting. Give me a buzz if you got any thoughts on this. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 55 minutes past the hour on this getaway, Halloween, time change, pre-election day, Friday. A lot of stuff going on. And again, we'll run down through the list here again. We've got announcements galore here this morning. 740-383-9944. Feel free to break in at any time. Halloween here in Marion will happen tomorrow, October 31st, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. On Sunday, November the 1st, this coming Sunday, fall back an hour at 2 a.m. as daylight savings time will end. We've got the Deadwoods going on over in Caledonia, 3550 Lyons Road in Caledonia. That'll be going on tonight and tomorrow night, October 30th and 31st. Admission is $12. It runs from 8 until 11 p.m. And you can get more information on that on Facebook. Clarendon United Methodist Church on State Route 95 in Clarendon is holding its 43rd Holiday Bazaar on Saturday, November 14th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. There will be all kinds of homemade gifts, baked goods, sweets, homemade noodles, crafts, and much more. All current COVID recommendations will be followed. Clarendon United Methodist Church, Holiday Bazaar, November 14th, 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. The Richland Road Church of Christ at 535 Richland Road here in Marion will be having their food bank and clothing giveaway this Saturday, October 31st at 9 a.m. They will have lots of turkey breast to give away. That will be 535 Richland Road here in Marion. Food bank giveaway, October 31st, Halloween at 9 a.m. Don't forget that Tuesday here on this station, we'll have live local and national election coverage starting at 7:15 p.m. and going until all the votes are counted that night, whatever that means. We will be here starting at 7:15 and not breaking away. Terry Tackett will be at Republican headquarters. Linda Sims will be at Democratic headquarters. Mike Wilson will be at the Board of Elections. I'll be here in the studio with Sean Kraft, Mary Ellen Withrow, Ted Williams. It's going to be big. Tuesday night, 7:15 p.m. on this station, and we will not break away. Monday is a big day in Marion, historic day in Marion. We're going to celebrate the 100th anniversary of President Warren G. Harding being elected President of the United States. He was elected on November 2nd, 1920. Coverage will start on this program Monday morning, 8:10 to 10 a.m. We will be joined by Scott Rankin, who is the foremost Warren G. Harding impersonator in Ohio, and Jim Blessing, the grandson of President Warren G. Harding. Monday night, there will be a special on this station from 7:10 until 9 p.m. Warren G. Harding, the 100th anniversary special, featuring an interview that I did with Craig Shermer last weekend, the foremost Florence Harding impersonator in the United States. He's been doing this for 45 years. Yes, it is a man portraying Florence Harding, but I'm telling you, it's very fascinating, and I did the whole interview with him as if he were Florence Harding. So you've got to hear this to believe it. Monday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Also during that special, I'll be joined by Sean Kraft and Terry Tackett. And again, you can hear that online at WWGH1071.com or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. So those are our announcements. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. All right, let's go to Facebook here this morning. Well, we know that somebody's not asleep who's listening to this program. We're getting that message here. Press conference was I talking about? I was talking about the governor's press conference yesterday in which he said he's not going to shut anything down right now, even though he referred to the virus as raging in Ohio. And for the first time, we had 3,000 or over 3,000 new cases in a 24-hour period. But he's not ruling out shutting down things if the counties cannot get everything under control. But he feels that shutting down things would cause a big economic problem. So that's what we're press conference we're talking about. And this person is talking about the Deadwoods. So that's over in Caledonia if you want to go visit that. It's all very interesting right now. And again, Halloween tomorrow. First full moon on Halloween since 1944. First full moon on Halloween since 1944. How about that? Well, somebody's giving their opinion here that the governor has to get the economy through the Christmas holiday. You can't shut down until after the holiday season. Well, I don't know, because the problem's going to be, here we go. We are at a height right now. We've never had 3,000 new cases in one day. We broke that record this week. Okay, the problem is, tonight, high school football for kids. Tomorrow, college football. Tomorrow night, Halloween, probably the biggest outdoor holiday we have. Voting next week. All those things will go in to making this a very interesting time, to be sure. So, we will see what happens. I don't know if we are going to make it until after Christmas without having any shutdowns in regard to this pandemic when the governor said it's raging yesterday. I don't know. It's all going to be interesting. Stay with WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. I'll be with you through 1 o'clock today, and we're going to have a lot of fun. Don't you dare go anyway. It's Halloween Eve, And don't forget, go vote if you haven't voted. Stay tuned.
They would eat to the dining room, and you would eat in the kitchen. You come in the back door, and you leave in the back door. And we didn't pay it any attention because we just figured at the time that was like it gonna be. I didn't ever think it would ever be a change, but it is.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage, crtmechanicals.com.
3, 2, 1. Oh no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from The Pastors. And every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay